The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
These last 2 weeks we'll be exploring what the Buddha refers to as the escape from attachment, from grasping. What Ajahn Chah refers to as the reality of non-grasping, which of course is here and now, but usually obscured by all of the habit energy around grasping, attaching, reacting. This reality of non-grasping, this freedom, is found right here, being aware of any tension, any struggling, any resistance, any kind of psychic weight, any sense that there's a problem. And in this willingness to be close, this willingness to say, yes, it's like this, this is being known, this is being felt, there arises a shift in understanding. So the reality of non-grasping, the escape from attachment, arises from a change of attitude about attachment, about the patterns of clinging and struggling and denying and resisting that are there most of the time. Which is why so much of the time we emphasize the importance of resting, opening, trusting, a willingness to be right in the middle, to be intimate, to be actually interested in what's predominant, what's here and now. It can be as simple as discerning or intuiting the joy of not needing the moment to be different than it is now, not needing the body or the mind to be different than it is. Discerning that quality of peace. So in each moment, this willingness to be close, this wise interest in what's arising, what's coming and going, it really comes out of this attitude or understanding that it's okay, the conditioned experience that's here and now, it's okay. It's safe to open. It's safe to be right in the middle. What a relief it is not to have to change or get rid of or hold on to. So for this time we have to practice now, explore this possibility of a deeper peace, a more full release that arises precisely because the heart is coming more fully into the moment, more authentically, undefendedly into the moment. With alertness and kindness, being open, not needing things to be other than they are, not afraid of the messiness or the unpleasantness or the whatever it is that's showing up. We're learning that the escape isn't about having a different moment, but the escape is not needing to have a different moment, different circumstances, different conditions that are showing up. So let's explore this in our practice in silence now. And you might find it useful to use a meditation word as a reminder of this reality of non-grasping. For some, it could be the word peace, or ease, or love. But some word that points the mind in the direction of an unconditioned, open, released state. The state of the heart or mind not clinging, not fixed, not struggling. And of course, when you notice the heart or mind being tight because of struggle, then that's a perfect time to notice the drawbacks of sensuality. This very deep habit to get tight, to be attached, to struggle with conditioned experience. So once again, we just become interested in the reality of an escape, the reality of non-grasping, not struggling, not needing anything to be other than it is. As long as you think you have to go somewhere to get to the reality of non-grasping, to get to peace, you're still playing in the world of sensuality, still attached to the conditions of the moment. So instead of trying to get to the place of peace, the place of ease, the place of love, place of being open, we practice realizing this love, this open space, this ease of release right here with the conditions as they are, right here with the tightness that might be in the heart or whatever might be present. Saying yes. So over and over again, notice the movement back toward a more ordinary relationship with sensuality where the mind is seeking some pleasant experience, seeking to get rid of something that's unpleasant in subtle or not so subtle ways. And notice there's always tension, tightness associated with that activity. Attachment hurts. Feeling the need to control hurts. It's tight. And notice the mind being interested in the escape, the other way. And having learned our lesson that it doesn't help to run away, it's just more of the same. It doesn't help to get distracted. What helps is to be interested, to, in a sense, lean into the way it is, open up, release the any armoring, soften up. Becoming the one that doesn't need the moment to be different. Becoming the one who's unafraid, fearless. Becoming the one who's willing to be sensitive. Becoming the one who doesn't need to know. Doesn't need to have an answer. Becoming the one who's willing to say yes from this place of compassion and love, wisdom. Yes, this is how it is.